Hi, Rebecca Shear here. Before we get to today's story, I have some exciting news. As Circle Round continues its live tour across the United States, we're about to announce even more performances in some very cool places. Our shows have been selling out fast, so if you want to be first in line for tickets, join the Circle Round Club. As a member of the Circle Round Club, not only will you get first dibs on tickets, you'll also get special Circle Round swag, ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, monthly newsletters, and exclusive access to our club store, where you can add on extras like a personalized birthday message from me. Sign up today at wbur.org/circleroundclub. And now, on with the story.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Think about the last time you worked hard on something. Maybe you spent hours practicing the piano, or you helped a grown-up clean a sink piled high with dirty dishes. In today's story, we'll meet a character who works really hard, but only so that he can avoid working hard for the rest of his life. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called Dirt into Gold. Versions of this tale come from the Burmese people in Southeast Asia. Some really great people came together to bring you our adaptation of this folktale, including Tai Ma and Jimmy Wong. Tai and Jimmy co-star in Disney's live film adaptation of Mulan, which debuted on Disney Plus with premiere access in many countries earlier this month. So, circle round, everyone, for Dirt into Gold. In a small village, there lived a husband and wife. To earn a living, the wife spent her days picking fruit for the banana farmer down the road. Her husband, on the other hand, spent his days doing something else entirely, trying to turn dirt into gold. Back when our story takes place, this kind of thing was called alchemy. Alchemists recited mystical spells and performed complicated experiments in hopes of transforming regular things, like copper or lead or, yes, dirt, into precious gold. But the more time the husband in our story spent on his spells and experiments, the less money he and his wife had in the bank. And that made the wife worry.
Oh, my love. I know you've been working hard trying to take plain old soil from the earth and transform it into glittering, gleaming gold. But I've been working hard to pay our bills and keep food in the cupboards, and I could use your help. Maybe it's time for you to give up and get a real job.
You don't understand, my love. I'm right on the verge of finding the secret of turning dirt into gold. And when I do, we won't ever have to work to pay our bills again. We'll be richer than your wildest dreams. I just need a few more days.
But those few more days turned into a few more weeks, then a few more months. And before long, the cupboards in the cozy house were as empty as a bird's nest in winter. The desperate wife decided to consult the wisest person she knew, her father. Maybe the sage man could offer some advice. When she reached her father's thatched roof house by the forest, she explained everything that was happening back home.
My goodness, daughter. I had no idea your husband was still seeking ways to turn dirt into gold. I thought for sure he'd given up on that wild goose chase by now. But don't you worry. I have a plan. Tell your husband to come see me tomorrow for tea.
So the next day, the husband visited the thatched roof house by the forest and sat down at a table in the backyard garden, where his father-in-law was pouring 2 cups of tea from a clay pot.
So, my boy, my daughter tells me you're still working on your alchemy, trying to turn dirt into gold.
That's right! And let me tell you, I'm getting closer and closer to a breakthrough. I can just feel it.
Is that so?
The father-in-law reached for the sugar.
You know, back in my youth, I dabbled in a little alchemy myself.
You did?
The husband's eyes grew wide.
My wife never told me that.
Well, I've never breathed a word about it to anyone until now. And it just so happens that I was working on the exact same undertaking that you are.
You mean you were trying to turn dirt into gold?
I was. Oh, I got so very close, time and time again. But then life got too busy and I had to set my experiments aside.
Well, I'm never setting my experiments aside. I won't rest until I find the answer.
So my daughter tells me. But the reason I invited you here is because I think I can help you. You see? Not long ago, I learned the secret ingredient you need to turn dirt into gold.
The husband's eyebrows shot up.
The secret ingredient? You know the secret ingredient?
I do. But I'm afraid I'm too old and weary to get it. Only a very young, very spry person could put forth the effort.
The husband's eyebrows shot up even higher.
Well, I'm young. I'm spry.
So you are. In that case...
He leaned forward.
Have you ever seen a banana tree?
I have. My wife spends all day picking bananas for the farmer down the road.
So she does. Well then, as you know, on the banana tree you will find big, broad leaves. On the backs of those big, broad leaves you'll find a filmy coating, a silvery powder that helps the plant hold in moisture. Your secret ingredient is that silvery powder.
The husband was so astonished, he nearly dropped his teacup.
Wait a minute. The silvery powder? From banana leaves. That's the ingredient I need to turn dirt into gold?
That's what you need. When the plants grow tall and ripe, you brush the silvery powder off the backs of the leaves. You save it. Then you're on your way. There's just one catch.
Oh?
The powder has to come from banana trees that you grow yourself. Do you think you can do that?
The husband thrust out his chin.
Of course I can do that. I can grow banana trees. How much powder do I need?
The father-in-law reached over and lifted up the clay teapot.
You need this much.
The husband furrowed his brow.
A teapot? I need enough powder to fill an entire teapot? To do that, I'd need to plant hundreds of banana trees, if not thousands.
Indeed. That's why I say I'm too old and weary to even try. But if you really think you're up for it, I tell you what. I will give you money to buy land and some banana seeds. Once you've grown your plants and collected your teapot's worth of silvery powder, send for me. And I will show you how you can turn dirt into gold.
The husband jumped up from his seat and gave his father-in-law a hug.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. At long last, I will finally turn dirt into gold. It's almost too good to be true.
The father-in-law smiled.
Almost. But enough dilly-dallying. If you wish to turn dirt into gold, you have work to do, my boy. So, get to it.
What do you think will happen next? Will the would-be alchemist turn dirt into gold? We'll find out after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, You need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/circle round. That's Indeed.com/circle round. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today, our story is called Dirt into Gold. Before the break, a hard-working wife worried about her husband's attempts to turn dirt into gold. She sent him to her father, a wise man who said he knew the secret ingredient for turning dirt into gold. The silvery powder on the back of banana leaves, enough to fill one whole teapot. The father-in-law gave the husband money to buy land and banana seeds. The husband found a fertile field near the river and labored day and night plowing and tilling the earth. Then he planted his banana seeds in the rich soil and kept the ground watered and weeded. Once the banana trees grew tall and ripe, the husband brushed the silvery powder off their leaves and into a teapot. But at the end of the growing season...
Ugh! I've grown an entire crop of banana trees, but this teapot is nowhere near full. And I'm supposed to fill it all the way before I can turn dirt into gold? Well, I guess I have a lot more work to do.
The husband threw himself even harder into tending his field of banana trees. He read all the farming books he could find and found creative new ways to keep his plants healthy and thriving. Then, at the end of each growing season, he brushed the powder off the plant's leaves and swept it into his teapot. This went on year...
Getting fuller.
After year...
Even fuller.
After year...
Even fuller.
Until... At last,
Eureka!
The teapot was full.
Woohoo!
Glowing with pride, the husband sent for his father-in-law. The old man sized up the rows and rows of strong, healthy trees, then patted his son-in-law on the back.
Well done, my boy. You've done mighty fine work. I am so proud of you.
Thank you. I worked really hard to get the secret ingredient you told me about. In fact, I have it right here in this teapot. So, now what do we do? How do I start turning dirt into gold?
The father-in-law tilted his head.
Ah, you must not understand, my boy. You've already turned dirt into gold.
Now the husband tilted his head.
I've what? But I haven't done anything. Except collect powder from the banana trees and fill this teapot.
Is that so? Daughter?
Yes, father?
To the husband's surprise, his wife appeared. He noticed she was carrying a big brown sack.
Daughter, kindly tell me, these past few years, while your husband was saving all that silvery powder from the banana leaves... What became of all the fruit that grew in this field?
The wife batted her eyelashes.
Oh, you mean the bananas? Why, I sold them, father. Years ago, I quit my job picking fruit for the farmer down the road and started peddling our beautiful bananas at the market. That's how we've been paying our bills all this time.
Oh, I see.
The father-in-law stroked his chin.
Kindly tell me, daughter, were you able to save any of the money you made peddling your bananas?
Of course!
She gestured toward the banana field.
As you can see, my husband grew hundreds of strong, healthy trees in this fertile earth. And they bore so much gorgeous fruit that I was able to save gobs of money. In fact,
she undid the drawstring of the big brown sack.
I have it right here.
Then she turned the sack upside down, and what should come tumbling out but hundreds of gold coins. The husband gawked at the coins as they plinked and clinked into a glittering, gleaming heap on the ground.
So? Now do you see, my boy?
The husband looked up. His father-in-law was gazing at him with eyes as bright as the coins on the ground.
Do I see what?
The wise man motioned toward the banana trees.
You've succeeded in taking the dirt from your banana fields.
He motioned toward the coins.
And turned that dirt into...
gold! Of course!
That was the last time the husband bothered to collect the silvery powder from his banana trees. But he and his wife did continue to grow bananas, because now they knew the true alchemy behind turning dirt into gold. And it didn't involve mystical spells or complicated experiments. All it involved was a little water, a little sun, and a whole lot of hard and rewarding work. Now it's your turn. What's one goal that you hope to work hard to achieve? Maybe you want to learn how to play guitar or tie your shoes. Perhaps you want to write and illustrate your own storybook. Sometimes the best way to achieve a big goal is to break it into smaller goals, more manageable, short-term steps that will help us get there. So find a piece of paper and draw a picture of your very own goal ladder. At the top of the ladder, write or draw your big goal. Then ask a grown-up to help you write down or draw the steps it will take to make your goal a reality. You may not reach your long-term goal right away, so don't be discouraged. As long as you're making progress and achieving smaller goals, you're still climbing that ladder to success. This week's story, Dirt into Gold, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Circle Round's executive producer, Catherine Brewer. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has drawn a black and white illustration for every Circle Round story, and you can print them out and color them in. Ask a grown-up to visit our website, wbur.org/circleround, and click on Soundtrack and Coloring Pages. Special thanks to this week's actors, Gabriella Fernandez-Coffey, Tai Ma, and Jimmy Wong. Grown-ups, you might recognize Tai Ma from films like The Farewell and Tiger Tail. And kids, listen for Jimmy Wong's voice in Sony's upcoming animated feature, Wish Dragon. You can see both Tai and Jimmy in Disney's live-action adaptation of Mulan. It's available now in many countries on Disney Plus with Premier Access, and will be available to all Disney Plus subscribers in December. Our featured instrument this week was the arched harp. You can learn more about this stringed instrument with ancient roots in Asia and Africa, and find a link to a video on our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. Never want to miss an episode of Circle Round? Ask a grown-up to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever they get their podcasts. And please leave us some stars, write us a review, or just tell your friends about the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. One of the best things about creating Circle Round is hearing from listeners like you. Circle Round fans have been telling us about their favorite Circle Round stories, and we're excited to share some of their voices with you.
My name is Sue Suley, and I live in Juneau, Alaska, and my favorite Circle Round podcast is The Nine Sticks, and I love the part when the emperor goes down to his boat.
Hi, I am Otis, and I live in Maui, Hawaii. My favorite story is Granny's Leather Bag, because I like the part where the woman stole the bag and then they get it back.
Did someone mention an episode you missed? No problem. You can find every single Circle Round story on our website. That's wbur.org/circleround or wherever you and your grown-ups get your podcasts.